Let's check the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Talk to me about the wet weather we've had across the Midwest. Weather conditions will dry out for producers who've really run pretty quickly this spring to finish up their planting season. North Dakota is the one place that's way, way behind.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was just talking earlier today with a farmer just over the border in parts of Manitoba, and he was telling me about some of the folks in north central North Dakota as well as himself. And he was explaining that part of the problem was the frost didn't come out of the ground in some of these areas. And it hasn't been all that terribly rainy here recently, but the ground is like tundra. They can't run the tractors over it without tearing up all kinds of land and putting ruts in and all that stuff. So they're waiting for the ground to continue to warm up. Now, this was as of this morning, and I think that the situation is pocketed. Much of the northern plains are in better shape than that, but things are kind of changing a little bit. There's going to be more frequent storm systems moving across that area, and as that takes place, of course, we're going to add the moisture back into the soil, even though we get the frost out of the ground and better planting conditions temporarily. So there's a lot of concern that we may still have a problem up there, even though the temperatures are in the upper 70s and 80s each afternoon and a lot of wind blowing across the region right now. So it'll be an interesting watch, but just like you said a moment ago, we can get a lot of work done in a short period of time if conditions can just get just right. And I think that we may be able to squeeze the crops in up there across the northern plains right between storms here in the not-so-distant future.
Now, on the other hand, it's really saturated where I am. They'll need some drying time before they can get back into the field, even if it's for, you know, the 20% of the corn crop that's left to plant.
That's right. It has been exceptionally wet. Last weekend was really a punishment for the region. We saw moisture totals coming out of Missouri, and even for that matter, down across Arkansas and Missouri, coming up through the heart of Illinois. And then, of course, Michigan and Indiana and Ohio and parts of eastern Kentucky are all involved with the same rainy pattern that took place. Totals for the week have been running from 2 to 6 inches across some of these areas. And, of course, we've got the dams that broke in Michigan and causing serious flooding up there. Anyway, the bottom line is that we are too wet now. We've got 2 halfway decent days of drying that are underway right now. But as we go into tomorrow night, we're going to start a frequent succession of storminess again across the Midwest, and it's going to be very difficult to find a day in there that we can get any significant amount of work done. After that, as we go into the last days of May and the first week of June, things will be a lot better. But that's getting pretty late, and a lot of frustration going to be on the faces of our producers across the region.
And finally, do you have concerns about Europe at this point?
Yeah, my concerns in Europe are kind of switching a little bit. Earlier this season, we were worried about the southeast part of Europe because it was too dry down there, and it's still too dry today, but they're going to get a bunch of rain over the next couple of days. In the meantime, it's been drying out in northwestern Europe. It looks like parts of the UK, northern portions of France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, that whole area in the North Sea region has not seen a lot of good rainfall here recently. Now, it hasn't been as warm there as it has been certainly here in the U.S. In some areas. But it is not going to rain, and it's not going to rain for 10 days at least in these areas I've just described, and there's already some moisture stress showing up, and I think by the time we get to the end of this month, we're going to be looking at some rather significant drying in some of that region. I would be most concerned about Germany, because I think France and the United Kingdom will probably come up with some rain in June, but I think Germany is going to have a real hard time getting some more moisture. So we're going to be watching that area for sure.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world.